WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have a partly cloudy sky and 71 degrees here at Atlantic. We look for skies to be mostly sunny with a high of 92. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Storms that blew through parts of western and north central Iowa Wednesday night brought lots of wind and widely scattered precipitation, with some areas receiving more than 1 inch of rain, while others were left deprived again. The National Weather Service said Carroll County bore the brunt of the wind damage at the onset, with winds gusting anywhere from 61 to as much as 75 miles per hour between 7:30 and 8 o'clock last night. The winds caused power lines to snap in Carroll and Lanesboro, brought down tree limbs, one of which fell on a porch and house in Carroll, causing damage but no injuries. Just north of Arcadia, the Weather Service says thunderstorm winds felled 3-foot diameter trees and a 30-foot long camper attached to a truck was blown over. Several crops were damaged as well. Winds gusted to near 60 miles per hour near Earlham at around 8:30 last night, according to law enforcement. And strong winds passing through Atlantic may have caused a tree limb to come into contact with a power line, causing a brief small fire at the 1400 block of Roosevelt Drive at around 7:47 p.m. In addition, law enforcement reported a sign was down across the road along Highway 71 near Interstate 80. The sign has since been removed. Trees were blown down in Clarinda. There were scattered reports of power outages in Page, Adams, and Montgomery counties. MidAmerican Energy said 28 of its customers in Adams County and 7 customers in Montgomery County were without power as of 5 a.m., but by 7 a.m., power had been restored to those same customers. Some unofficial reported rainfall amounts include 1.28 inches south of Malvern, 1.2 inches in Shenandoah, just a little over an inch in Clarinda, just under an inch or a little over 9-tenths of an inch in Sydney, 8,500ths in Emerson, 8-tenths of an inch in Red Oak, 7,500ths or 3/4 of an inch of rain has fallen in Villisca, 4-tenths in Carroll, 3-tenths of an inch of rain in Messina, and 1/4 of an inch of rain in Lyman. Atlantic remained dry during the passage of the storms. News time is 7:09.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-2260.
Masker Plumbing and Heating has proudly served the Atlantic and surrounding areas for the past 16 years and is still going strong for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. The Cass County Sheriff's Office on Wednesday reported that a Walnut woman was arrested that day on a state fire marshal's warrant for arson in the second degree, an Atlantic Police Department warrant for conspiracy, a district court warrant for failure to appear, and a sheriff's office warrant for driving under suspension. 45-year-old Katrina Sue Bates was brought to the Cass County Jail, where she was being held without bond on the conspiracy charge. The charge was brought in association with the August 6, 2010 fire at the former Wyman's building on West 7th Street here in Atlantic. The owner of the building, 49-year-old Jerry J. Wyman, pled guilty in December of 2010 to conspiracy and insurance fraud charges. A charge of second-degree arson was dismissed in exchange for his plea. Wyman received a 5-year suspended sentence. He was instead placed on a 2-year supervised release and ordered to reside in a residential corrections facility. In May of 2011, Wyman was released from the RCF on supervised probation until December of this year. The building was recently torn down. Cass County Attorney Dan Feisner told KJAN News that Katrina Sue Bates, formerly known as Katrina 40, was arrested by authorities in Pottawatomie County on or about May the 1st in Louisiana pursuant to a federal warrant. She was extradited back to Pott County and held on felony burglary charges. This past May, she entered a written plea of not guilty to those same charges. On Tuesday, the case against her was dismissed, according to Feisner, in the interest of justice. Additional charges, in addition to those I've already mentioned, are still pending against her in Cass and Audubon counties. Her husband, 47-year-old Douglas Dean Bates, pled guilty in January of 2011 to a charge of arson in the second degree. He received a 10-year suspended sentence and 2 years of supervised probation in addition to credit for time served. Last week, he was sentenced to 15 years in prison for conspiring to distribute methamphetamine in and around Cass County. He was also ordered to serve a 5-year term of supervised release following incarceration. On February 21st of this year, Douglas Bates pled guilty to conspiracy to distribute a controlled substance, methamphetamine. The conviction was the result of a 3-year investigation into meth trafficking in and around Atlantic. The Atlantic Police Department reports a Council Bluffs man was arrested Wednesday on a warrant out of Sac County for criminal mischief in the fourth degree. 19-year-old Gage Burke was brought to the Cass County Jail and held pending extradition to Sac County. Cass County Sheriff's Office reports 2 arrests occurred over the weekend. On Saturday, 26-year-old Sarah Beth Ewing of Griswold was arrested on a charge of driving while barred. Ewing was taken to the Cass County Jail, where she was released later that same day on $2,000 bond. And on Sunday, 19-year-old Dylan Douglas Bates of Griswold was cited into magistrate court for being an underage person in possession of alcohol. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. 243-2260.
Masker Plumbing and Heating has proudly served the Atlantic and surrounding areas for the past 16 years and is still going strong for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. And in the funeral announcements, Connie F. Walter, age 65 of Exira, died Saturday at the Exira Care Center. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Connie Walter will be this morning at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Linda Louise Mitchell, age 61 of Adel, died Tuesday at her home. Graveside services for Linda Mitchell will be today at 11 o'clock at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery in Van Meter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Dorothy Zeiger, age 86, of Audubon, died Tuesday at her home. Funeral services for Dorothy Zeiger will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Bruce Harrop Gaumer, age 79, of Earlham, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Bruce Gaumer will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Crossroad Church in Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Richard Dick Evans, age 84, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Dick Evans will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Dale E. Sorensen, age 88, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Home. Funeral services for Dale Sorensen will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Harry Rasmussen, age 94, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Harry Rasmussen will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Ebenezer Lutheran Church west of Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.